Welcome, everyone. This is Scott Bywater here. And today I want to talk about a concept called the roundabout effect. And I actually got this discovered this, I guess, terminology for a book I'm reading called The Tao of Capital. So, thank you, Nick Thackerell, for recommending this to me. But in this book, one of the things that he refers to is the whole concept of of the roundabout effect and of Robinson Crusoe. And one of the things which he gives the example of in Robinson Crusoe is the short-term thinking versus long-term thinking. So the zigging while everyone else is zagging. And what I'll explain how this actually applies to social media marketing and to marketing in general in a second. But first, let me give you this example of Robinson Crusoe. Okay, so when Robinson Crusoe is on the island, he's going out and he's catching 5 fish a day. So he's catching these 5 fish. He's going out, he's picking them up, and it's taking him 8 hours a day to catch these 5 fish. And he's going out there with his hands. So he's literally scrambling with his hands to catch these fish. And then he thinks, oh, there's got to be a better way. I'm working my butt off all the time just to catch these 5 fish. So then he changes his approach. And this is what he does. He takes some time away each day to actually start to build a boat. And now he's only taking, let's say, 5 or 6 hours a day to catch the 3, and he's only catching 3 fish instead of 5. So he's going a little bit hungry in the short term, but what he's doing in the long term is he's actually building a boat. So he's building a boat, and then he's building nets and all of this sort of thing. And then he moves from, as a result of having that boat and as a result of having that net, he moves from, catching, those 5 fish a day to being able to catch those 5 fish in literally a couple of hours. Why? Because he compromised his short-term success to get a long-term benefit. And let's say with what I'm doing here, in terms of a Facebook live video. Now, I'm not expecting any short-term results from doing something like this. What it is it's playing a long game. It's building the boat. It's building the boat of having, several hundred videos out there, because, we're also looking at forecasting into the future. And this is what I predict is going to happen with the future of marketing and with the future of Facebook advertising and that sort of thing. What I predict is going to happen is that, pay-per-click ads are going to get more and more expensive, and the social side is going to be, obviously more affordable as a result of that. So, so by doing, and creating videos, like this, and this sort of content, and I would encourage you to think of the same, you're playing a long game. So that leads 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months from now become magnetic, and your business becomes more magnetic as a result. Having said that, it's working out the balance for you, because obviously if Robinson Crusoe went out there and goes, well, I'm not going to catch any fish at all today, well, then then the guy's going to be in trouble, right? He's got to go out there and he's got to catch fish and he's got to feed himself today. So if he did the opposite, so you've got to get the balance. So I was chatting with someone on Friday, and he was playing like a real long game. And I said, dude, you've got to bring in some short game strategies into there so that you're actually generating business, short term. You're generating business now as well as, for the longer term and for the longer game. So they're the thoughts I'd like to leave you with today. Think about the roundabout effect. Think about how you can play a long game as well as a short game to achieve your result. And consider the concept of Robinson Crusoe. If you're looking to build the boat, at the same time as bring in business today. So it's like, and if we look at, let's say, someone like Gary Vaynerchuk, I mean, he is, he's being seen everywhere now. And why? Because, he played a very long game and has played a long game. So get the balance right. Think of the roundabout effect, how it applies to your business, and think about how you can play a short game in a long time. If you've got any questions, put them in the notes section below, and I will I will come back to you with any answers or any replies. But yeah, really just think about how can I play it so that, you know, what are the trends coming up? How can I play this so that I'm bringing in business, lots of business in the long term, as well as bringing in the short term stuff today. That's it for me for now. All for now.